here's where people get screwed up. You're in stage one. You have these visions of grandeur to have a $1 million company and to take month-long vacations and to have a great culture. And you can see it and you can taste it and you know it's possible and you know that you're smart enough, but you keep getting stuck. Usually the reason you're getting stuck, I guess there's a lot of reasons, but usually it's because you're working on the wrong things at the wrong time and in the wrong order.
Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action. Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. Josh here. I'm in Portland, Oregon, hanging out with my friend Brandon Vaughn. If you listened to the podcast yesterday, you already know that. Me and my wife and my newborn baby flew out here for a half weekend getaway and a half. I wanted to invade Brandon's business and document all kinds of cool stuff that he's doing so I could share it with all of you guys. So I have some really cool videos that I made I'm going to be putting out on Facebook. Make sure you follow me on Facebook if you don't already, and I'll get those out there. So what I'm doing is, you know, he has a lot of crews. They're doing millions in revenue. I haven't even kept up, but they're just growing like a weed out here. And the reason why is primarily because they're really, really good at driving high ticket sales. You know, their average ticket's $1,000, and they just have it down to a fine-tuned machine. The KPI dashboards on the TV in their administrative room and all the spreadsheets they have, tracking all the numbers and the metrics and all this stuff. The way that their trucks are set up, it's so organized and clean, and there's bins and labels on everything, and there's paperwork and processes and, you know, a clock in and clock out station. And here's my point. If you have a small company, when you see videos like this, it can feel totally overwhelming. You know, I'm sitting in his office right now. He actually has three different branches right now because they've merged with some other companies and they're doing all kinds of expansion and all kinds of crazy stuff. But I'll tell you, he put all this together really quick. It's only been about 4 or 5 seasons, and his business used to do $100,000 a year. And so when I look at kind of how do you get from point A to point B, there's a lot of steps involved, and it doesn't happen overnight, and there's not a magical unicorn fairy button that you push and you have it. But there are things you can pick up on when you watch videos like what I'll release on Facebook and you listen to him when I interview him that kind of show you the path. One of the things I talk about a lot on the podcast is the 5 stages of business growth. And I want to take today to kind of demystify a few different things and give you some more clarity and context, because some of the information we talk about is overwhelming because a lot of the information might not be applicable to you today. It's not like it's not applicable in general to just have it in your brain, but it's not relevant to what you need to focus on right now. I teach that there are 5 stages of small business growth. And a week or two ago, I did kind of a deep dive on that. But just to recap again, stage one is if you are the person, I don't care what kind of business you have, it doesn't matter. If it's a home service company of some kind, it's all going to be almost identical on the company architecture, and these 5 stages will apply to you. If you're in stage one, that means that you're doing the work, you're in the field, you're at the client's house delivering your deliverable. That's what I always say. It's a fancy way. Deliverable is a fancy way of saying you're providing the thing that your clients paid for, whether it's a retaining wall that you're building or you're mowing their lawn or you're a plumber and you're doing a service call, whatever that end deliverable is. If you're the person that most of your time is spent doing the field work, then you're in stage one. And that's where we all start. And that's natural, normal, good. And it's amazing. And it's awesome. The trick is not to get stuck there for the rest of your life. And if you do get some momentum and you do good work and people start referring you and you've been in business for a few minutes and you're going to notice that you're getting busier and busier and busier, and you're going to develop a new set of issues or challenges to deal with. And that's because it's time for you to pivot into stage two. Stage two means you have to have at least some employees. You can't do it all by yourself. If you're actually living in stage two, then that means that even though you still go on those service calls, you're in the field and you're delivering the end deliverable still, most of your time is spent doing administrative stuff, trying to hold the pieces together. A good visual is you're sitting in your truck on your cell phone for half the day, maybe next to your crews who are doing the work. You're still there keeping an eye on it. You're still very hands-on, but you can't keep up with the phone calls. The phone calls are coming in, and you're doing estimates and things, and you're doing payroll, and you're making sure that you go to the bank and that you keep track of all your customers' information in some sort of software like a CRM system. If you're doing that, and that's your reality right now, then that means you're in stage two. And again, you're still wearing all the hats, but your primary hat in stage two is just a lot of office stuff, a lot of admin. You're going to start to realize some of the cracks in the armor of your company. And stage two is where you realize how you need to document things and you start getting stressed and overwhelmed because as you go looking for help, it's hard to know how to even hire for the position because most of what you do is trapped inside of your brain. And when you go to hire your first office manager so that we can begin the journey to get to stage three, it can take a while because you're going to have to document and systemize all the stuff that you already know how to do because you're the wild, crazy, maniacal entrepreneur that can multitask and go 100 miles an hour. Now we got to bring in just a regular, you know, plain old Jane employee and say, look, here's your job. Here's the requirements. Here's what's expected. Here's how you do this. Here's what you do first when you get to work. Here's what you do second. When a customer calls, this is what you say. If they say they're mad, then you say this and do this. If they say that they want an estimate, you say this and do this. If they say that they want to reschedule and they're a past client, then you do this and you do this and you say this. And then this is the software you log into. Here's the password. And this is what you click. Make sure you don't forget to click this and this, and make sure you don't forget to put notes on the job. And can you see where I'm going with this? There's a lot involved in what you do administratively. When you're moving from stage two to stage three, it takes a little bit longer than moving from stage one to stage two. Now, it's still hard to find some employees to take some of the labor burden off of your plate, but it's not nearly as hard as really tightening up your office systems and procedures so you can bring in someone who's got a dynamic personality and can get on the phone and love your clients as good as you can, or maybe even better. But that's a more deep there's more deep work involved in that than just teaching someone how to mow a lawn or do a thing and be safe and, you know, getting them in the field and keeping your eye on them. They both have challenges. All of this stuff is tricky. But once you get to stage three, that means you have an office manager. They answer the phone better than you ever did. They're taking care of payroll and the deposits and the paperwork's nice and neat and clean. They're calling back people that left messages after hours. They're rocking it out, right? And then you have your crews in the field. So all of that's taken care of, and now you start to focus deep on sales. And this is where you can get the opportunity to develop really strategic ways to drive sales. You're going to use multiple channels. You're going to start to parse out the difference between commercial sales and, you know, outside sales type stuff and, you know, paid channels of traffic, like doing Facebook ads or doing direct mail or doing whatever. You're going to start networking more. You're going to be at the chamber meetings. You're going to be going to the B&I groups maybe. I don't know, but you're going to have the space to start going deeper on sales stuff. And this is all a progression, it's a progress. This stuff doesn't happen all at the same time. And I'm just gonna pause right here for a second to back up. Here's where people get screwed up. You're in stage one, you have these visions of grandeur to have a $1 million company and to take month-long vacations and to have a great culture and you can see it and you can taste it and you know it's possible and you know that you're smart enough, but you keep getting stuck. Usually the reason you're getting stuck, I guess there's a lot of reasons, but usually it's because you're working on the wrong things at the wrong time and in the wrong order. For example, you're a technician and you got 30 hours a week worth of field work. You're making good money. You know, you used to work a different job. You're making $50, $60, $80, $100 an hour. I don't know. And you feel good about yourself, but you know that you want more and you need a team. So you might try to hire some techs, but you're also doing deep research on Facebook ads and you're doing all kind of building some sort of spreadsheet with KPIs and metrics and numbers. And you're spending hours on the forums and online learning about, you know, leadership techniques and advanced things that a CEO would need to know. And all of that time that you invest in those other higher level things, are actually slowing you way down. You only need to worry about a couple of things in each stage until you get to the next one, which unlocks like a new level, like a video game, and there's a new boss to beat. There's new challenges on that level, and then you need to complete that level and get it tight and get it clean and do it correctly. And then you go into the new challenges, the cash flow challenges, the complex financial spreadsheets and budgeting that you might need with a larger organization. You don't need that stuff to start out with. You don't. Stop wasting your time doing massive learning and education and system building when you're just going to change all that stuff 400 times by the time you actually get to a big enough company that needs those things. Here's what you want to do. There's only two things you got to worry about when you're in stage one. It's finding a employee or two or three employees to create space for yourself so you can tighten up and start building your admin and office systems. That's it. Your whole function and purpose in life is to get to stage two. That's it. That's the only thing that matters. Don't worry about being a sales ninja master guru and doing all this crazy stuff if you're still in stage one. We're going to get to that. But in the meantime, we're going to do the field work, make sure our customers love us, and we're going to hire two or three people to take some pressure off us in the field. Even though it won't be perfect, you're going to work on training systems and recruiting, hiring, interviewing, onboarding, leadership development, anything related with those first few employees. Build systems that are simple, basic, and clean and easy to understand, just basic. You know, done is better than perfect, right? Don't try to be a perfectionist. Get that done first. Once that's done and you have some humans that show up to work every day, then you're going to start stepping back a little bit more each week over the next month or 6 weeks, as long as it takes, whatever you do to get them professionally competent so they're safe and they say the basic script you taught them, right? And that all those systems revolve around employee stuff. Now, once that's in place, we want to get you to stage two, and you're going to start working on admin systems. What do you say when you answer the phone? How is the voice inflection in your voice? You know, are you paying attention to yourself in the way that you do these things so that in the future you can train someone else how to do it? You want to get some basic spreadsheets going. You want to set yourself up on a payroll system so you're not doing any low-level thing manually that can be automated, even if it costs a few dollars more. Anything related to the office, to customer service, to answering the phone, scheduling jobs, running bank deposits, paying your little bills and your insurance on your truck and making sure the trucks have gas, like any kind of like admin low-level stuff, we're going to tighten all that up next. And then when you get to stage three, we're going to go deeper in sales. Now, let's mention one really important thing. Here's the key to grow fast. I know Brandon would agree. When you're in stage one and stage two, and you want to get to stage three so you can become a super ninja sales master guy and go deep and spend money and create a lever and have a super huge ROI on paid marketing and all that, put a pin in that for a second. When you're in stage one and stage two, here's how you grow fast. Work a ton of hours. And the caveat to couple along with that, only work on the systems I just mentioned, depending on the stage you're in, plus driving sales using BOG marketing. That's it. That is freaking it. So let's recap. Stage one, you hire two or three people. You're going deep on, you know, recruiting and interviewing and training and hiring and onboarding and leadership development, like any kind of employee stuff to get them competent so you can create space. You're doing that, okay, and you're still doing the work with them and you're keeping your eye on that, but you're going to work another 30 hours, 40, 50 hours a week in addition to all that, just driving sales using boots on the ground marketing, BOG, your feet, your hands, your mouth, your personality, your network. You're not going to go spend a bunch of money and get credit cards and do crazy harebrained things and sign up for 72 things and do all this stuff. You're going to use yourself to create momentum. If you do this hard and you go for it, it doesn't take that long. You're going to create a tidal wave of momentum. You're going to have to hire more people. And then you're going to feel the administrative pressure of, oh my gosh, my office is a nightmare. I don't know if where anything goes and there's papers everywhere. That's good. That's good. I'm trying to get you to feel the pain of what stage two is going to be like. That's when we pivot and we build systems administratively. And so now your day is spent checking on the crews still, because you don't have like an operations manager yet. You're checking on the crews, you're rewarding them, you're leading them the best you can, but you're building systems for the office. How do we answer the phone? Scheduling, softwares do we use? Where's everything organized? Where's all the data? Where's the financials? Where's QuickBooks? How do we do this? Blah, 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 blah. Payroll, banking, right? accounting, some basic stuff. Once that's done, all of the rest of your time, because you're still going to work a bajillion hours a week because you're a maniac and you want to grow quickly like Brandon did, the whole rest of the time, you're going to do blog marketing like an absolute maniacal fool again. So you might work like 40 hours on your normal stuff and another 40 hours being a blog marketing crazy man or woman. And that's what you should do. Now you're going to create even more momentum. You're going to hire a few more techs. You're going to hire a full-time office manager, and you're going to train them on all the systems that you just created, got them out of your brain and into their hands, and now you have more space created for yourself, more momentum. Now we can crack our knuckles here. Could you hear that? Ow, that kind of hurt. I cracked my knuckle. Now we can create real sales systems. So I'm going to stop there because I don't want this to be like total brain-exploding podcast. But I want to let you know that if you can identify where you are in the five stages, which I didn't even talk about stage four and five today. Stage four is where you're the general manager of an entire operation. That means you have a sales department. Your office stuff is nice and tight and clean. You don't have to touch it. You just kind of pay attention to it. And you have your crews and you have leadership over your crews. And you're kind of checking in with the leaders of your crews, but you're not in the field at all. That's stage four. That's a really great place to be. It gives you a lot of flexibility. And then stage five is when you're a true business owner, similar to like Howard Partridge, who has a legitimately full 100% turnkey operation. You know, he lives in a different state. It grows year over year. His culture is super ridiculously strong. It's highly profitable. He makes a ton of money off it, and he doesn't have to do anything except have, you know, yearly or quarterly meetings with a few key leaders. Like, that's stage five. But anyway, most of the listeners are in stage one, two, or three, almost all of you. And you need to remember, you only need to work on the things that are directly relevant to the stage that you're in. And that's it. Do not get wandering around doing all this other stuff because you're just pushing pause on your own advancement. Don't push pause, man. Come on, dude. You got this, bro. Anyway, tomorrow I'm going to be flying back to Michigan, and I'm excited because I have a brand new office. I can't wait to show you guys. It's going to be so cool. I had some custom desks made because here's a little secret. Drum roll. I am going to start a weekly Facebook live streamed TV show thingy. Don't know what we're calling it yet, but I'm going to have guests on there. We're going to do giveaways, and we're going to talk about the same types of topics like this, except you'll be able to see my ugly face and watch me and comment, and we'll chat with you, and it will be really fun and awesome. And I'm going to bring in some super rock star awesome people, and it's going to be great. So be prepared for that. It's going to be awesome. We're off to a great start at Send Gym this year. I know my goal to take it to $10 million is it's a BHAG, big, hairy, ambitious goal, but we're on pace. We're on pace. Now, to be fair, our goals are really small, and they progressively get so big that it makes me want to throw up a little towards the end of the year as we hire our team and get our systems in place. And I want you guys to know like how with you I am, because I'm systemizing and building my current company. Yes, it's software, but there's so much crossover and similarities, and I came out of the service industry anyway. I'm in the middle of the fire right now. I'm in the fire. I'm hiring people. I'm building org charts. I'm like trying to define job positions that I don't really even have a job title for. And like, do I put it here? Do I do it there? Do I delegate it to this other person that already works for me? Do I hire a new person? How can I pay for this? How are we going to do this? I totally freaking get it. Stick to the plan. Follow the process from people that have already done what it is that you want to do. And it works. It always works. Doesn't mean there's not a speed bump. Doesn't mean that it's easy. But it will always work if you relentlessly pursue the path laid out to you by people that have already done it, okay? There's no magic secret unicorn fairy dust. Wait and check out my Facebook page if you follow me to see some of the Brandon Vaughn videos of his shop and his trucks and his setup and some of the cool little just operationally cool systems he has. It's good stuff. I love you guys. Take care. God bless. See you later. Sorry for the weird sound in the background. I'm in Brandon's office. I don't know what it is or how to turn it off. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you loved today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.